Yeah.
Someone has to mute everybody so we can begin. All right, I'm going. Here we go.
I think the Rosh Yeshiva should just unmute himself.
All right, we are going now to Gemara Tzadi Ches Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, which is dealing with Mashiach. We're returning to the Mashiach discussions that we've been in. And this is an interesting one, interesting Gemara that we're going to have a number of Perushim towards. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, Mashmo, what's Mashiach's name, Rashi says. What's his name? You want to know his name? Debei Rabbi Shila Amri, Shilo Shmo. His name is Shilo. And he brings a pasuk in Bereishis, Shenemar ad ki yavo Shilo, when Shilo comes. Debei Rabbi Yanai Amri, Yinon Shmo. His name is Yinon. Shenemar, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yishmo leolam lifnei shemesh, Yinon Shmo. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. The Rabbi Chanina, we're going to explain all of these. Debei Rabbi Chanina Amri, Chaninia Shmo. His name is Chanina. Shemo Shenemar, Asher lo eten lachem Chanina. Fine. And then we have the Rabbanan who say, Chivra Debei Rabbi Shmo. Shenemar, Achen, Cholienu, Hu Nosa, Umachovenu, Savalam, Vanachnu, Chashavnu, Lagua, Muka Elokim, Umeune. I'm going to explain all of this. So we see that these number of Perushim are giving us different names of Mashiach. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat here? So if we look at Rashi, who says, Mashmo, what's his name? Each one of these Amoraim, if you notice, is darshaning Mashiach after his own name. Yanai is Yinon, Shilo is Shilo, Hanania is Hanania. Each one is darshaning the name of Mashiach in his own name. We're going to get to that at some point. But right now, we go to the Marsha. The Marsha explains that all of these names are various titles, Torim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're all within him. There's no real machlokas here. Each one of these are different bechinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to the way Moshe had a number of names. He had a lot of names. Shilo, he had the name Shilo. He had the name Yinon. That's and also the Gemara Baba Basra says he had all the names. So just like a tzaddik has a lot of names, also Mashiach is going to have a lot of names. And the Marsha adds in the component that all of these are names of Hashem. They're all the Shem Hashem. If you switch the Akbash and all the different letters of Hananya, look in the Rosh Marsha. The Michta Meliyahu adds an interesting idea. He says, if you look at Hananya, this is in Chelek Dalet, I have it in the notes here on my Ein Yaakov, Chelek Dalet of Michta Meliyahu, page 144. He adds in that Hananya, Hanina, is a lashon of matnas chinam. It's a free gift, a matana. And he says, this is talking about where the generation is bad, Chayav, Kulo Chayav, and the Mashiach is going to come by way of a free gift from Hashem. And that's like Itaruta de la Ela. It's the arousal from above, like if it's Mitzrayim. It was all Hashem. We did nothing to deserve it. We were Avodah Zarah. They were all Avodah Zarah. No, this is Michta Meliyahu. We say that that's one Bechina of Mashiach, is that he may come as a full Chanina, as like a pardoning, a full gift. Yinon is a lashon of malchus and shrara. Ramarsha also brings this on the Tehillim. It's a language. Yinon is not a gift. It's like a malchus and power. And he says that's going to come. That's the name of Mashiach if the Jewish people are kulo zakai and they do tshuva and do it the right way. And that's from the bechina of itarusal dilatata. This is from an arousal from below. It's when we do it. And he goes on and on to explain these different parts of Hananiah and other names of Mashiach, that they will all have a place, so to speak. Fine. The Eitz Yosef brings an interesting idea here. He says a different aspect, different bechina, if you will, of this Gemara. He says, he wants to know, he quotes the Sefer Yeshua's Mashicho, that asks, why are each one of these Chachamim darshaning their own name? Why? What's going on over here? So he says, it's, if you notice, it's not just their names, it's the Bei Rabbi Yanai. It's the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai who darshan Yinon. And it's the Bei Rabbi Shiloh. Every one of them is the Bei. The Bei Rabbi Hanina. The Bei, everyone is saying, the Bei Rabbi. They all said that it's the house, the Beis Medrash of their rabbi. So says the Eitz Yosef, each one is, she'ein safek she'kol echad mechachamim ha'ele ha'yadoresh tov la'atzmo. U'miyachei shem ha'mashiach kishmo. And they're all calling on the name of their rabbi, their Rosh Hashiva. Each one of these guys is calling Mashiach in the name of his Rosh Hashiva. The Doresh Tov La'atzmo. Very nice. Rav Yashiv takes issue with this pshat of the Eitz Yosef. He says it doesn't make any sense that each one is going to try to Doresh the name of, by the way, if you could say like maybe this is Chabad. They're saying their Rebbe is the Mashiach. You have a raya here. That they're all miyaches it to their Rebbe. Fine. I don't want to get political here or hashkafical, but it's an interesting thought here from the Eitz Yosef. They're all doing it on the name of their rabbi. Well, Yashiv says, I'll read you his language. He doesn't quote the Eitz Yosef, but it's clear he's fighting it. This is in a book called Divrei Agada in Daf 422. I don't know what it is, but it's a Rabbi Yashiv book, Divrei Agada, or he's maybe just quoting. Someone quoted him. But it's his article, clearly. It's his name, his words. It's not a quotation of him. It's not a paraphrasing. It's him. So he writes like this. He says, what is this that they're asking? He goes, Rashi says, each one is Doresh Achar Shmo. Each Beis Medrash is darshaning on the name of their Beis Medrash, or their rabbi, according to the Eitz Yosef. Ma Perush. Says Rabbi Yashiv, what's going on? Ki kol echad dorish tavas la'atzlo. Is it possible that each one just wants to darshan how great he is? That he's the Mashiach? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Ela lehepech. The opposite is true of the Eitz Yosef, who said each one just wants to make themselves feel good. They're going to be the Mashiach, but their name is the same name. He says, no. He says, ein bechlal ela masha beprat. Similar to what we've said in the shiur, the klal can only be as big as what the detail is, the prat, the exclusion, okay? So he says that tzibur is mitzaber meharbe pratim. Every tzibur, every congregation is a, as we know, is a collection of individuals, collection of individuals. The kol echad, says Rav Yashiv, tzarich ladat. Everyone needs to know, ki ge'ulas Yisrael tlula b'didei. The ge'ula, Mashiach is going to come, and it's dependent on me, on every individual. V'ubo be'atzmo yesh chelek mi'Mashiach Yisrael. And you have a chelek, a portion, in the Mashiach. It's got your name on it. V'gam churban Yisrael talui bo. Also, the destruction of the Israel is based, is dependent on me. Every single one has a portion of the general, what's going on in the matzav of everyone. Each one, no one can rely on his friend ever when it comes to bringing the Mashiach. That's his message right now. If your name is Ruvain, guess what? The name of Mashiach is Reuven. That's what he says. Shmosha Mashiach Reuven. If your name is Moshe Aaron, Mashiach's name is Moshe Aaron. Not to think that you're a Gabal Gaiva, Adaraba. So to get, put you on, in a place of responsibility to bring the Mashiach. V'mashiach adayin mismameya. If Mashiach is still delayed to come, Bevadai lotiken et atzmo. You didn't do your job. Lislo lesederech ba'ado. You did not pave the way for him. That's what he wants to say here. And I think this is the simple pshat. I mean, obviously all the other marshal, the Michtav Eliyahu, they're all saying beautiful ideas of the concept of the specific names that were chosen by these yeshivas. But what Rav Yashiv is saying is something that's, I think, something we all always try to do. You know, the Rabbi Yonah says, anytime you hear a Musa Shmuz and you don't take it personally, the guy gives a Musa Shmuz and you are thinking, I wish my Chavrusa was here. The rabbi was talking about coming on time and my Chavrusa is always late. I wish he heard me. That guy is never going to change, says Rabbi Yonah Shartuva. That guy's not going to change. Every single word, every single situation, Rabbi Green used to say, everything we see, everything we experience, is a direct communication from Hashem to us if we're not doing well. And here, what Rav Yashiv is indicating here is the bringing of Mashiach is not going to be dependent on anyone. And that's why each one in here, if we wanted to drive this home, are the name, if you go with the ACO, say that everybody's talking about the yeshiva, right? So we have to say the name of Mashiach is what? Don't say Rabbi Tagger. Birkas HaTorah. The Beit Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is Shmo. Birkas HaTorah is the name of Mashiach. According to Eitz Yosef, that they're in the yeshiva now. We're dying against the yeshiva. We have to say as an individual, every single person has to look and say, Birkas HaTorah has to bring Mashiach. Or whatever community, whatever general, specific, as we see, or an individual, go all the way down to the detail within Birkas HaTorah. The Choshen Mishpat Kolo has to bring Mashiach. That's his name, is Mashiach now. Yoredea, Shana Aleph, everybody, and more refined, so you get to you. And then it's not about what this group is doing, that group is doing, the Hasidim, these people are ruining everything. That has nothing to do with anybody. That's not the focus, even though naturally that's all we want to focus on. Is what the machlokas between this group and this group and this asfarim. Everybody wants to talk about every machlokas in Klal Yisrael, the Mizrahi, the Haredi, everybody. But they don't want to, that's what's stopping Mashiach. And that's true, there's no question. But the way to solve all of that is to just do what we always do. Take full responsibility yourself. To the point where you're actually going to be calling Mashiach your name. He's got your name on him. If you fix what you have to fix, he's going to be here. He didn't fix what you fix. He's not here yet. Then there's only one answer. Nisim is Mashiach, and he did not do his job, period. He did not do his job yet. I did not bring him. Just one. That's the first point I want to discuss here. I know we're a little bit late. Because of the technology problem. I want to just go to one more point here. We didn't read the Bei Rebbe. The Rabbanan say, Chivra de Bei Rabbi Shmo. The name of Mashiach is the white man in the house of Rebbe. It's a very strange thing. What is the white man? No allusion to all the riots now, but that's what it says here. It says, Rashi Mitzora. The white man is not the good guy, he's the Mitzora. He is afflicted with Negayim. The Mitzora of the house of Rebbe. What does this mean? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Yeshaya, Achein, Chalayenu Unasa, our sicknesses he carried, Umachovenu Savala, and our injuries, our pain, he suffers through. V'anachnu chashavnu nagua. And we thought that really the problem, this is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Goyim quote this for their nefarious purposes. And we thought that he was really nagua, that he had tatuma, mitzora. That's what we thought, right? But he's a muke elokim, umeune. We thought that this is what he is, that he's just got tumah, this guy, but really he's suffering for our sins. and he's taking on our pain and our suffering. That's really what it is. Now, and who is this? Says Rav Nachman, okay, Rav said, let's go to Rav. Rav says, this is another Chabad allusion over here. E min chayahu, if he's alive, if Mashiach is going to be from a living person, kagon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He has to be someone like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. This is the white man, the white man who had Mitzorah, who is really suffering for us. So what does that mean? If he was there, Marshall explains that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the person who's going to be the Mashiach, has to be a tzaddik, has to suffer a lot of Yisurim for Klal Yisrael, a lot of suffering and pain. And that is going to be a sign that he's Mashiach, if he's from someone who is currently alive, says Rav. Rav continues, because Rebbe suffered incredible sufferings for his people. E min Messiahu, if he's from one of the dead people, meaning to say he's not alive now, and he's not that he will be alive in the future. He already died. There's a Lubavitch a little bit. They can stick something in here. Then he's going to be someone like Daniel Ishchamudos. Now, what was the special quality of Daniel Ishchamudos? Second, where is this? I'm missing my place here. Hold on. This is Rashi. Here, Rashi. Let's read. Im min chayahu kagon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. She's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's Rabbeinu Hanasi. Im Mashiach me'otan shechayim achshav. If he's from one of the living people now, vaday haynu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's got to be him. So they were talking at the times when he was still alive. Desovel tachaluim. He suffers for our sins and our illnesses. V'chassid gamor have. He was a chassid gamor, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi. It's all Rashi. If he's a dead man, kvar haynu Daniel Ishchamudos, shenidon b'isurim. He suffered tremendous pain, b'isurim, suffering, b'gov harayus, when he was thrown with the lions, Daniel Ishchamudos. Now, he wasn't eaten, but it was scary to be in there, I guess. V'chassid gamor haya, he was a total chassid. V'hai kagon lav dafka. That's one pshat. Rashi brings another pshat. So we see here that this person who's going to be Mashiach, and we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yashiv, and that's me. That's got to be me. The main qualities of who is going to be, you're not trying to become Mashiach right now, but we're trying to bring Mashiach, so we're trying to tie this whole together. This is the type of, these are the mitos that are going to bring Mashiach, that or he's actually going to have. Dahayim. He's a chassid gamur. Rashi says it twice with both of these men. Chassid gamur. And someone who is capable and has a tremendous patience and saflanos that he can suffer for other people and feel their pain and their suffering and carry it on his shoulders without a problem. That is the mida that you want to have as a Jew. As a Jew. Now, guess this is the superstars of Judaism. We have to be these people. There's no question. Everybody knows the famous Pirkei Rabbi Lazar that says, everybody has to ask himself, when are my actions going to reach my forefathers? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's not a joke. And here you have a Mefurish Gemara. Now we're in the time of total chaos and insanity in the world and suffering and pain and magashas and you name it. Threats of world war and everything. Riots, burning. There's no question that we have to take right now these Gemaras in Sanhedrin. We're going to keep trying to do it as much as long as we can, keep everybody's interest in this topic alive. So number one, just do a Chazara. The name of Mashiach right now is your name, period. That's what you have to look at. Why? Because I am the one who is responsible. His name is mine, not because I want a Doresh Tov La'atzmo. Not because I want to darshan that I'm great, like Beit Yosef says, or there's no way. It's Adarabha to put the burden, the yoke on my head that I have to do it. I have to bring him. And if he's not here, it's because Ruvain or Nisim is not ready yet. He's not ready. He hasn't paved the way. Second point is the specific midah that we're looking for in who's going to be the Mashiach. Says Rav, it's both people, whether it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh or Daniel Ish Chamudos, they both have the same quality. The same quality is tremendous chassidus, they're righteous, saintly people, and they suffer. They are ready to take on and be uncomfortable for everyone else and take on that death, that pain, and share it with them, take it off their back, their suffering, their illnesses, everything. He's ready to take it all on himself. That's the guy who's going to be the leader of the Jewish people. I pray that Hashem blesses us in these very frightening times. I also encourage people to stop watching the news if you can. It's only going to create anxiety and stress for everybody. Unless you need to know, I can assure you, nothing good is going to be in the news today. Nothing. Only bad things are happening. More death, more destruction, more pain, more everything. Just leave it alone, okay? For a few days, take a break from the craziness. And let's focus on bringing the Mashiach. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Tega.
Thank you, Ari Tzvi.
Sure.